FM Live with Dance Rogers.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. Hydrogen water making class 101. We're going to have some fun here, show and tell. I do want to remind everybody that in the next few weeks, we're going to focus on this because the learning curve with a brand new solution, if we can call it that, from Niken is unbelievable. Let me just start off before some of you share. We could have a few, we could have several, we could have just a couple, myself included. What is hydrogen? First of all, can we start there? If you look it up on Wikipedia, it simply says this. Hydrogen is the chemical element with the symbol H and the atomic number 1. Hydrogen is the lightest element. At standard conditions, hydrogen is a gas of dot, dot, dot. And it goes on and on and on. And the fascinating thing about this is what Henry Cavendish discovered, okay, in 1766. This is not new. It's really, really old. And as you just do quick Google searches, sorry, not Google, but Google, you start to read what is hydrogen used for. Yes, it's harmful to humans. If it's inhaled as a gas, yeah, it could be detrimental. But what happens when you put it with water? What is the healthiest water to drink? Well, you start digging a little deeper, and it starts talking about, hey, we could take hydrogen, infuse it with water, spring water preferably, water that's not been tainted by man, and all of a sudden we've got something that is huge. Well, on Google, with the help of Lord's Hydrogen Water Generator, and I'm pronouncing Lord's wrong, I'm sorry, it's spelled L-O-U-R-D-E-S, it only costs you $1,150 without shipping, and you can create your own hydrogen water. Or you can buy hydrogen tablets and add them to a glass of water. The brand Ultra H2 sells a bottle of 60 tablets for $55. So a little less than a buck a serving. If you throw in shipping, it's probably more than a little buck, you know, a little over a buck a serving. And so basically a dollar a day. Or one other source that I found, let me find it here right quick, $3.50 a serving, and that is shipping including, and that's water ready to go in foil packets. So the environmental hazards and the waste are huge from that source. So it's huge. So here's the great. So why would we drink it? Why would we consume it? What are some of the benefits? Okay, last point, and I'm going to read right out of page number 1 in the Niken Hydrogen Generator User Manual. Page number 1 simply says this. Studies have shown that hydrogen water provides antioxidant properties, supports cellular energy production, and may help with inflammation. Point 2, the hydrogen generator has a hydrogen concentration of around 1,200 ppb. The hydrogen concentration of this product will decrease over the lifetime of the product and should be replaced after 2 to 3 years, depending on use. Point 3, and there's only 4 points, a constant blue blinking light will indicate that the PIMAG hydrogen has reached its maximum life and needs to be replaced. For best results, store the hydrogen water in the PIMAG hydrogen glass bottle and consume within 24 hours. And it cites 3 different studies to verify or to validate the benefits. So, on that note, as in any good class setting and in my first experience with Niken 29 years ago, no, I don't have a PhD with Niken, but as I'm approaching the 3-decade mark, I want to say I've learned a few things over the years from my own research, from my own study, from my own playing with amazing products like this. And as the Niken motto suggests, discover it, live it, share it. That's what we do as Nikenites. We're simply customers gathering customers. So one of the customers that has been amazing at gathering other customers, I can hear her on the line because I recognize that that voice, I should say, the clearing of the throat. Rita, would you, Rita Hand from Hampstead, New Hampshire. Would you mind sharing with the group, with the class this morning, what you experienced? And you can share as much or as little as you want to.
First of all, I absolutely love the taste. And it's 16 ounces, according to the Nikan booklet. The hydrogen water, I believe, has given me a lot more energy. I'm sleeping longer, and it's enhanced the taste of both coffee and tea. But it's just really, really hard not to guzzle that whole bottle right down all at once. It's just, the taste is wonderful. But it's also doing really good things in my body, and I love it.
Now, Rita, I'm not going to go into your story and what you've experienced in the last several years. However, being with you this summer and seeing firsthand, our family, Stacy, Addie, and I got to hang out with you for a bit. And when you talk about, if we can just talk about the sleep aspect, you and I, we don't sleep in the same bed. Obviously, we're at two different ends of the country, but we have the same Nikan sleep systems, and we use a variety of different things like the Kinko Ground, you know, the necklaces, as many Nikan wellness home products as we can. When you talk about improving sleep, I mean, good grief, how can you improve on the great sleep that we get? But you sent me 2 days ago a short text, and you said you slept for this, you slept 6 hours. The first night. Can you expound on that a little bit?
Well, I took a fall, and it's going to take surgery to correct that. So I haven't slept without waking up from pain for a long period of time and discomfort. And I'm not saying that the water is removing that discomfort. What I am saying is that I would wake up every hour and a half all night long. And that has not happened since I got on this water, and I've been sleeping through the night in 6 hours straight, and that's just unbelievable and delightful. And I was the first wellness home in New Hampshire, so I have every product, and believe me, I use them. But for some reason, this has made a huge difference.
And, you know, I want to caution, and I like how you even caught yourself when you said discomfort versus the word pain. There's a lot of testimonies that I found online. And I was laughing out loud when I read one from a gal that I think, if it's the same gal, she used to live in our little small town. And I thought, oh my goodness, I gotta find her on Facebook. And then find out if it's the same one. But some of the benefits that she talked about, and what I'm referring to is she's buying the expensive stuff. That's $3.50 a serving. If we were to break this down, once you invest in it, instead of buying individual ready-to-go packets, foil packets of hydrogen water from this one company I found, Nikan's is like pennies per serving. And Rita, you hit it. It's hard not to guzzle it down.
yeah.
You also said it's very mesmerizing watching the blue bubbles.
Boy, it's wonderful.
It kind of provides a calming effect. If there's anybody else that's on the line, because we're just getting it. I received 4 different texts this morning already. From people who said, Vance, mine just arrived last night. I haven't had a chance to set it up. There is a learning curve. I don't want to caution you. I spoke with Barbara Joseph this week, and she called me, or she texted me, and I called her back, and she said, Vance, how are you using this? What about this? What about that? Mine says I need to use the adapter, blah, blah, blah. Let's talk about that. The line's open. *6 on your phone line. So, other stories like Rita, experience. Go ahead.
Vance, there's no water fill line, which it says in the bottle, in the instructions. There's no water fill line on there, so you just don't go all the way to the top. Leave it a little bit.
Why do you not go all the way to the top, Prita?
Because of the hydrogen, it'll pop it off or expand it. You can't go all the way to the top because there's too much pressure in there.
There's too much pressure. Can I just quote what Addie said to me? Let's see. Let me find it here. I typed it up because I quote, okay, she's 11 and she has an imagination like nobody's business. And she said this, Daddy, the bubbly water thing peed all over the kitchen counter again. Do you want me to clean it up? I'm just reporting the truth, okay? Yes, if you fill it all the way up, there's no fill line, folks. There's supposed to be a fill line, but what I've been playing with is just don't fill it all the way up. Leave yourself about a half to three quarter or maybe even an inch. You can always make some more, all right? Or get a bigger bottle. We are solution-minded, not problem-oriented. Big difference. Huge difference. And when you don't fill it all the way up, leave some space because you're creating gas. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go get a bottle of 7-Up or Coke or anything. Okay? That's carbonated water or carbonic acid. Shake it up and then unscrew the lid.
Back up.
Yeah, back up first. Yeah. Or do it over a sink. We're creating pressurized water. And for what, $250 for a customer, the cost? I don't want to know what the consultant cost is, but for most people as customers, we can get this in addition to the Pimag waterfall or use your sports bottle. I don't recommend that because it's a lot of squeezing. But we're talking for shipping included, less than $600. As opposed to, like I found this one that I just mentioned, where is it? Right here. You know, $1,150 for pennies on the gallon. We can make our own. But again, don't fill it up. That's the one negative or the one constructive criticism that I'll share right up front. Lyle, I know you're on the line. You're sending me this beautiful picture. I don't know if you're in an area. Yeah, it looks like you're at home. And you've got yours set up, it looks like, in the kitchen or maybe in your office. So that means, do you want to share your experience, Lyle, if you would, with the group?
Sure. It's actually sitting on the stove because, you know, it's the glass top stove, so it's the most level spot because that's one of the things it recommends, that you make sure that it's level so it don't tip over. But what I interpreted on what you were talking about the line, because I was confused when I was reading that too, but what I used, and I believe that's what they're referring to, is that bottom ring of glass that's, if you look at it, not where the threads are, but where around by the bottom of the neck, there's kind of a bigger ring. And so that's what I'm using as the fill line.
Okay, so that makes it easier, and I will tell you that when you make several batches, like I've been doing all this week, I don't know, Lyle, you're a guy, you're a little older than I am, I'm not calling you old, you just got a few more years logged in. One of the things, and I don't want to get into TMI, but I actually told one of our customers this week, he's probably our number one customer, and I'm referring to my father. And he doesn't like drinking much water because of that thing, that issue of frequent trips to a particular place in the home. And it's very inconvenient when you get tied up on projects or you get really busy. And I said to him, Dad, you're going to love this product. And he said, why? And I said, well, I don't know if it's a scientific clinical proof or double-blind study, but I am finding my trips to the restroom much, much, much less. So I don't know if the absorption rate is better, but what I've been doing is, like Lyle said, finding a flat surface mixing up several batches of it, dumping it into one water bottle, screwing the lid on tight, and then taking it in addition to my other water bottle. So, Lyle, what have you and Sandy experienced? Anything yet?
Well, nothing real obvious yet. We just got it in the mail yesterday, and I've gone through a couple of bottles. I'll do it and pour it in a glass and been drinking it, but nothing has just shot out and hit me upside the head yet. But again, I haven't drank that much of it yet, so hopefully we'll notice something in the next week.
Well, what I'm looking forward to, Lyle, is was the color of your hair when you were in high school and college in your late teens, early 20s, was this the same color as your hair is now?
No, and I don't have as much.
Yeah. So it is restorative hair color a benefit or an attribute? I don't know. But the first bullet point on Nikan's website simply says this: rich source of molecular hydrogen, concentration of 800 to 1200 parts per billion. Helps neutralize, point number four, helps neutralize free radicals with antioxidants to relieve oxidative stress. What does that mean for the body? I don't know. But I'm going to quote something I learned 2 weeks ago with the rest of us, a quote from Luis Kasuga, and it simply says this: I live a life of curiosity every day with no expectations. Folks, that's the attitude I've taken with this product, because everything I keep reading, I got a random phone call from one of our customers this week who works with hydrogen. They buy it at in drums, 50% pure hydrogen. Because again, if you use it correctly, what they use it in the pulp and paper mill for manufacturing paper is as a solution. And I asked him, I said, Ken, would you mind sharing that on an episode of Saturday AM Live, excuse me, because that is rich. And he said, Vance, my work schedule is all over the place. He said, I would if I could. So I'm going to follow up with him and ask him to type it up, because it really makes sense when you're using a little bit. It's like baking soda or apple cider vinegar or all these amazing solutions that are out there in nature. When we use a little bit of them in our day, some of you may remember the colloidal silver craze that still some people swear by. It's no different. So, one of the other features, advantages, and benefits of this, I already covered the cost. This is hands down a no-brainer. I mean, no-brainer when it comes to the cost factor. When you discover something, discover it, live it, share it. When we discover things like I did 29 years ago, the power of magnetics, for example. What I see people who are people of action doing, and if you haven't invested in yours, I'm not frowning upon you. I'm not shaming you in any way, shape, or form. I'm just simply saying some people are quick to act. I talked to a gentleman in the roofing industry, has his own company, and he put a new roof on our house. I'm looking at it right now. And when he gave me the estimate, I said, put me on the schedule. How much money do you need down to get me on your calendar? Because I knew at 29 years, that's how old our roof was. It needed to be re-roofed. And I knew the price that he quoted me was good. And I'd seen his work before. I didn't waver. And a couple months later, we've got this brand new, beautiful roof that's going to last us a good 25 to 30 years. My point is this. When you discover something that you know is going to help you, you don't hem-haw. You just make a decision. And that's what we're seeing. And the people that are doing this, like a week from now, we're going to have more stories. because it's that new. One of the other ones that I heard this week, Rita mentioned it. You can use it to make coffee, tea, or just chug it down. Is that when you make a beverage with it, you're infusing that into it. If you boil it, does it neutralize? Does it negate the benefits? I don't think so. Because what I can tell you, my energy level is through the roof. And I always run pretty high energy. But what Rita mentioned, deeper sleep, I fall asleep faster. I'm in that REM stage quicker, at least I think. Addie this week, our 11-year-old, she greeted me this morning at 5:30 a.m. And I said, hey, Goose, it's way too early. And she starts telling me this vivid dream, just like she did this week. Just unbelievable, full Technicolor, Dolby surround sound. Does it affect your sleep? I don't know. But what I do know is looking at the little booklet again. Oh, let's talk about that. And Jeannie Zeden, I know, texted me this morning. Jeannie, are you in a quiet place where you can contribute at all, or anybody else that wants to share a quick story result? Go ahead.
I'm here.
Go ahead.
I'm here. I'm driving, but I can manage. A quick story for me, and I just put this together as you were talking. We're on our fourth day, I believe, today. But I've been drinking it in the morning because I had to work yesterday, so I drank some in the morning. Ricky and I split a bottle. And then last night, I drank a bottle, and then I drank a half a bottle before I went to bed. And this morning, I got up to go to the bathroom, and thinking it was the middle of the night, and when I laid down, Ricky goes, the alarm's going to go off any minute. And I said, how do you know that? And sure enough, 3 minutes later, the alarm went off. And so I'm like, wow, I slept through the whole night and was ready to sleep some more. But when I got up, I had another half of a bottle. I made it, you know, while I was doing all my other things. And it's kind of like my brain wakes up. It's kind of like the 10-4 in a sense, is how I feel in my mind, which is pretty cool.
Well, I think that the takeaway, you sent me a text, and I'm trying to find it really quick right now. But you're on the line, so rather than me read your text, you said something about even without coffee, you're feeling more alert or something like that.
Yes. I don't feel like I have to have that. Like I got to have a cup of coffee right now. I enjoy coffee, and I have some in a cup that I'm bringing to the market with me. But it's not like I have to have it. So I really love it. And I ditto what Rita said, too. The taste is delicious. It's smooth. It's really, really beneficial. And I want to say something about when you calibrate the first, on page 4 at the bottom, it says, before your first use. And I read that to mean, instead of putting water in the bottle and putting it on the bottle, it says use a little small amount of water. I just put the little lid back on to the generator. I put a splash of water in there from the Pymag waterfall. A splash, put the little lid on and plugged it in. And I did that about six times to calibrate it. And then I filled up the bottle with water and put it on. And, plugged it in, and away we went.
Okay, I want everybody to hear very carefully what Jeannie just said. I'm going to repeat it with a different angle. It's been said, I learned this a couple weeks ago, if you know enough tricks, you don't need to know the trade. My point is this. What Jeannie just said is don't put the bottle on. Just put a little bit of moisture in the actual device. Plug it in and calibrate it. Let it run, as the book says on page 4, 5 to 10 times. Calibration. It's the same thing of why do we pre-soak the waterfall filter for 8 hours or overnight? We want to calibrate it. We want to get all the stuff out of that, get it soaked, get it primed. So when we put it together, it's ready to go. In the battery industry, okay, as a first responder, I can tell you we have to calibrate the batteries in the life pack devices that we use. We have to go through and recalibrate them because you don't want a battery not to work when you hooked up the 12 lead or the 10 lead or even the 4 lead and it says shock advised. You don't want the battery to fail. Okay, that'd be bad. So calibrating this is really simple. But again, I want to warn everybody, just advise you, this is not not Christmas morning. Some assembly required, and most dads or moms, either way, go, oh, I don't want to put toys together for my kid or my grandkid. That's not fun. I get it. I've been there. But when you put a little water in it, as Jeannie just said, and run it 5 to 10 times, let it calibrate. You're not going to spew water everywhere. It's only going to release a little bubbles into the atmosphere. It's not harmful in any way, shape, or form. But really simple thing. Just, I'll tell you what, the easiest thing you can do is open up the book and read it. And when you read it, then you can discover it, live it, share it. Because everything is spelled out right there. I love the pouch. I know Jeannie mentioned this as well. The marketing of this and everything goes right back in the bag. Extremely portable. I mean, this one is a grand slam, all bases loaded, hit the ball way out of the park, you know, win the pennant type thing. Okay. Yeah, you may find it leaks a little bit if you fill it up too much, like I have several times, and it pees all over the counter. Or you may find you don't know how tight or how loose, what's the magic element. So trust me on that one. But as you go through the manual, and by the way, there's only 8 pages. I'm looking at it right now. Well, page 9 is the product warranty, different in different countries and different marketing units. But and then cleaning instructions once a week, super simple. What I do with ours anyway, same thing that Jeannie just mentioned. Store it upright, the base. Just put a little bit of Pi-Mag water in there so it never dries out. Because if it dries out, then you're going to have to recalibrate it again. So you never want it to go dry on you. All right. Don't immerse the whole thing, obviously, because it's an electronic element. But the biggest thing is don't be afraid of it. If you're freaking out, you're not a technical person or an industrious person like me, don't panic. And I'm wondering, last but not least, I'm looking at the clock. I don't know if Karen Willens is with us, but she had a fun experience. And go ahead.
Hi there. Okay.
I'm hesitant to ask you to share that because some people that may be too much. But I think we're all honest. Or you've got another one you want to share. You share whatever you want to share.
I have a few. Okay. Well, I live in Wisconsin, and I know Alan's on the phone. Hi, Alan. Our winters have already started. Even though it's not snowing, we have some colder temperatures, although this year it's very mild. But what happens is when the heating system goes on, I get my sinuses react, my nose reacts, and for the last several years, I've gotten some very uncomfortable sores in my nose. And they usually go away, or they had been going away, in the summertime, except for this summer, it was still hanging around. So it's probably some infection kind of thing going on in my system, which isn't new for me, something I'm always dealing with. But and I've used all kinds of things, okay, and it just continued to hang around. And so I thought, I put my scientific information together, and I'm going to address that in just a minute advance, but I thought, okay, let's see what happens if I put this in my nose. So I just put a little bit in the palm of my hand, I cupped my hand, and I just kind of sniffed it up, and it actually went right into my sinuses, and the sores went away. They were gone in 3 days, and they're still gone. and I use it every night before I go to sleep, and I'm actually sleeping longer. Between the FIT and the Pytrogen water, it's a 1-2 knockout punch. I'm telling you, I feel better than I have in years. And I seem to have more mental clarity and more focus. So I want to address the energy aspect and the going to the bathroom aspect. So when I first heard Dr. Kim speak, and he said antioxidant, I started putting two and two together. If it's antioxidant, it fights inflammation. If it fights inflammation, our body will work much easier. You see, when we have inflammation, our body works harder. That uses more energy. But now, if we use a logical conclusion, if we're using less energy to fight the inflammation or neutralize those free radicals, okay, the energy is now freed up to do what it's supposed to do, which is heal the body. And so I believe that's what's happening. The other thing, and this addresses Rita's point, okay, I believe that it allows the body to hydrate even better than the waterfall. And when the body, if there's something out of balance in the body, that part of the body is not hydrating as well as it could. So now, again, using a logical conclusion statement, if that's the case, and the Pytrogen does hydrate better, okay, the part of the body that's out of balance and hurting is now hydrating better, and that's why it's getting better. I have no scientific evidence, okay? I'm using logical conclusion statements, but you can decide for yourself what's going on. That also addresses bathroom trips, Vance. So those parts of the body are now working better. They're working the way they're supposed to. So I absolutely love it.
Yeah, Karen, one of the websites I found, and again, this is tied in with that article that I included with my email, and if you don't have it, please call, text, email, whatever, as fast as you possibly can, because, Karen, you brought up a really good point this week on the ICANN call, and that it, I think you brought it up, or maybe Janie or someone else did, but it wasn't me. When you use tools, they're like doing what you and I have done with each other, like a three-way phone call. It's a you know, phone a friend, as Regis Philbin said on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. You utilize the stuff that's there. And if you can't find it on Niken's site, well, use that article, because that article talks about why the Japanese have been drinking this water since the 60s. But it simply says this, and this is on the and you can go to this website and you can order their water, but you're going to waste a lot of money. I'm just saying, it's $3.50 a serving if you buy the 10-pack. But it says this, natural energy booster. Sustain your energy to maximize performance efficiency. Increase your body's cellular energy level and fight fatigue by equipping your body with potent antioxidants. It's a great website. It's a great reference. But again, it's marketing their product. But it talks about all the benefits in short, and it's soft on the eyes. It's really laid out nicely. Niken will get this, but again, if I go back to Niken's site, it says some of the same stuff, Karen, that you just mentioned with different terminology. But we're going to be more focused as customers gathering customers. We're going to be more focused on just the simple, you know, well, what did it do for you? What did it do for me? Well, what it does is, what do you want it to do? I think that's the fun part about it. So
the body knows, Karen, where it needs to go.
Exactly. And when you talk about absorption, I want that to be the last point we make. The water that we bathe in, the water that we drink from Niken, the PiMag technology, again, going back to the late 90s, when Nikon introduced the first water, you know, Pimag producing water device, which was a shower head. When you look at that, it absorbs into the body, either externally or internally, better. It's easier. You know, when I make the comment, easy on the eyes, it's softer. It's just the molecular structure of it, if I could use that terminology, is just nicer. It's more user-friendly. So I ask the question again, you know, what do you want it to do? Open your mind up a little bit, and who knows? So, Karen, I'm going to let you have the last word. Why should we?
Well, in referring to why Nikon, okay, I trust Nikon's quality, okay? I trust their backing, their products. But even more, this one lasts 2 to 3 years. Now, I researched some of the other ones on the market, and they start like at $80, $90, and they last 3 to 6 months. So, folks, do the math, okay? My wonderful upline team leader is an accountant, Ruth Lowe. And I'm going to quote Ruth. It's a no-brainer, okay? Why would you want to spend more over time on something that is so effective? We know the company. We know the quality control. And to me, this just makes sense. I feel fantastic. I'm getting younger. And by all rights, that's not supposed to happen.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Karen. And by the way, I'm glad you pointed out that Ruth Lowe is your sponsor, your upline, because so many people have said, Vance, Karen's always on your call. Why, you know, she speaks so highly of you and she's so edifying to you. You'd think that you're her super sponsor or something. Nope. So anyways, folks, I want to encourage you, those of you who have texted me this morning, who we've been in contact this week, take Rita, Lyle, Jeannie, and Karen's advice. Take mine as well. This thing is just something else. It's really, really, really fun. I called a friend yesterday who's had a recent surgery, and the recovery is not going as expected. But he called me and left a voicemail. He said, Vance, I finally was able to get my Nikon products into the hospital room. The recovery is much, much faster. He sounded great, you know, utilizing the Vital Balance and the Kinko Ground. And again, it's everything. And when you add one more layer of wellness, and by the way, one last point that someone just texted me, you can do energy tests with this that are so fun and so easy. Just compare and contrast. How do you do an energy test? Well, however you want to do it. But simple muscle resistance testing is a proven science in the wellness industry. Herbologists do it all the time to discover, well, hey, is this good for you or is it not good? How much is good for you? Energy test yourself. Get someone to do it with you. I do it all the time, almost daily, with different things. That's how Stacy and I discover how much nutrition, you know, from Nikon is the right amount. So, but follow the instructions. It clearly states, you know, up to 4 bottles a day is adequate. Some people don't need that much. If you're like Karen's size and you know, a little shorter than some, just half your body weight in ounces of water is a good place to start. Should you drink half your body weight in ounces of hydrogen water? I don't know. It's up to you. You'll know. And as Jeannie said, man, I got so much energy and I'm sleeping better. You know, it's just a lot of fun. So push the fun element. That's what we're doing. And our business is growing. And that's the greatest thing about it. Take advantage of the free shipping on the waterfall, which is a permanent feature. And then the free shipping on other products that does have a limited time. But have some fun with it. And trust me, there will be many, 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 many more stories. We're going to be talking about this for years to come, just like with the Kinko Ground. When Nikon added that, We do the research, we discover it, we live it, we share it. So thank you again to Karen and to Jeannie and to Lyle and to Rita from all over. We covered all quadrants, all quadrants of the country. And I know we're going to get stories from around the globe on this one. Just as a reminder, last point, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website where this recording, this conversation, and many, many, many more over the last 25 years, they all get posted there. So you can go back and listen to it again if you need to, and then share it with other people. That's the goal. So have a great weekend, everybody. Can't wait to talk to you next Saturday, if not before.
To learn more about NECAM, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.